From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Fire crews in Arizona are working around the clock in their effort to contain the massive wildfire that has spread over hundreds of square miles of forest land there. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports weather conditions, including hot, dry winds, have been making the work of firefighters all the more difficult.
Throughout the weekend, red flag weather conditions persisted, meaning hot, dry, gusting winds. But Carl Schwope of the Southwest Area Incident Fire Team says control burn lines set up by firefighters have held back the blaze.
These crews in there, it's some of the best we have. This is what they do for a living. They do it all summer long, and it takes special skilled crews like that. And absolutely, they're tired. They've been working long hours.
The fire threat to two Arizona towns was low enough Sunday that officials let thousands of residents return home. However, authorities say the air quality will be poor for several more days and urge residents to wait to come back if they can. Officials won't say when they hope to contain the fire, which has already consumed nearly 700 square miles in northeastern Arizona. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
The Army Corps of Engineers is set to ramp up the release of water from dams along the Missouri River this week to moderate the risk of flooding. The move will send the river 5 to 7 feet above flood stage, though, in most of Iowa and Nebraska, where communities are hoping their protective levees will hold. Mickey Van Reenen in Fremont County, Nebraska, says she's anxious from the weeks of preparation and waiting.
If it's going to do it, get it done. Get it over with so we can get back to normal. It's just everybody's lives are turned up in turmoil.
The releases from dams on the Missouri will continue into August, so the river will remain high all summer. The United Nations Security Council is trying to break a deadlock over a resolution condemning Syria's government for the ongoing crackdown against anti-government protesters there. But Linda Fasulo reports it's not clear whether Russia and China, which oppose the measure, will participate in new talks this week.
Currently, 9 out of 15 Security Council members plan to vote in favor of a condemnation. They include the U.S. and the 4 European co-sponsors of the draft, Britain, France, Germany, and Portugal. China and Russia have hinted they might veto the measure. India, Brazil, South Africa, and Lebanon are not comfortable with the text. The draft demands that Syria end the crackdown and implies that Syria's military might have committed crimes against humanity. Unlike a recent resolution on Libya, the draft does not authorize force or sanctions. The sponsors hope for a vote this week. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
President Obama heads south today, first stop Durham, North Carolina, where he'll visit an LED lighting plant to highlight his push for efforts to stimulate job creation. He'll meet with his jobs council there. Next stop, Miami, and finally he'll end the day in Puerto Rico. This is NPR News from Washington. Gasoline prices have dropped about 17 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks, down to a national average of $3.74 for a gallon of regular. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg cites the nation's high unemployment rate as one reason for that decline.
Some of it is the poor demand for gasoline. We have more on hand than we need because unemployment continues to be deep, and this is cutting into gasoline demand.
And Lundberg says there's a good chance prices at the pump will keep trending downward over the coming weeks. A tractor trailer jammed with more than 200 migrants has been found in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas. NPR's Jason Bobien reports this is the third time in the past month that authorities have apprehended such a truck jammed with people trying to sneak into the United States.
Mexican federal police stopped the truck at a routine checkpoint. Inside, they found more than 200 migrants jammed into the trailer compartment. Most of the migrants were from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Brazil. Some were from India. Last month, also in the state of Chiapas, Mexican police discovered a pair of trucks carrying 502 people. Several of those migrants say they'd paid thousands of dollars to be ferried to the U.S. border. Mexican authorities say the migrants captured Sunday have been given food and water and will be deported back to their countries of origin. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Mexico City.
Fans at a sports bar in Dallas chanting the name of Dallas Mavericks star Dirk Nowitzki as the Mavs downed the Miami Heat last night to win their first ever National Basketball Association championship. Jason Terry led the scoring for the Mavs with 27 points. Nowitzki added 21 and was named the series' most valuable player. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.